Thank you and good morning. A very Merry Christmas to you all. Before we get to the bad and the sad news, we begin with a little information about today, Christmas Day, a day that is celebrated in some form or fashion by the vast majority of Americans. The Christmas full moon we will see tonight has not happened since 1977, and we won't see another Christmas full moon until 2034. Christmas wasn't declared as a national holiday until 1870, and the first state to declare Christmas as a state holiday was Alabama, which did so in 1836. The Grinches, in charge of Oklahoma, meant that the Sooner State was the last to declare Christmas an official holiday. It took them until 1907 to do so. The Christmas tree that shines so brightly in Trafalgar Square in London is a Norwegian tree. It's donated each year by Norway to England as a gesture of thanks for the support Great Britain provided Norway during World War II. Christmas in Central Europe begins on December 6th when St. Nicholas of Myrna, a region in Turkey, brings chocolate and oranges to good little boys and girls, and Black Peter leaves coal for the bad boys and girls. In fact, while American children hang stockings for Christmas, Dutch children leave out their shoes to be filled with treats. The Christmas tree that has become the symbol of the season has deep roots in Northern Europe, and it was from the tree the Yule log was cut. That Yule log was then lit to burn for the Yuletide, and the remaining evergreen tree was then brought inside and decorated, and the Yuletide noted the solstice, the shortest day and longest night of the year. The first Christmas tree lighting ceremony at the White House was held by President Coolidge in 1923, although there does remain a dispute about who first started the tradition of the White House Christmas tree, Franklin Pierce or Benjamin Harrison. In news for those who will get coal in their stockings, sheriff's deputies are searching for 37-year-old Delina Sovereign, who was wanted in connection with a roadside robbery that saw a second suspect, 38-year-old Shane Sovereign, arrested and booked into county jail. Deputies responded to a 911 call from the victim, who reported that she had responded to a call from the Sovereigns on Wednesday and then met them at a location near Herrick Avenue and Elk River Road. The victim said the Sovereigns had asked for gas money, but when she arrived, Delina Sovereign got into her car and stole her cell phone and wallet and then quickly got out. The victim said that Shane Sovereign then stuck a can of bear spray into the victim's face and maced her. In her actions to flee the scene, the victim ran off the road and into an embankment and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The search is on for Delina Sovereign. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The County DUI Task Force is back on the roads for a second consecutive weekend focused on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from local roadways. The Fortuna Police Department, which coordinates the Avoid the 10 Task Force, reports that 10 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI. The enforcement period will continue through the weekend and will be back in force over the New Year weekend as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. While many of us get the Christmas holiday off from work, there are plenty of people who work jobs that never take a day off. The California Highway Patrol is one of those agencies that is staffed every day of the year. And during the winter months and over heavy travel periods like holidays, things get busy. CHP officer Cy May pointed out that the focus of the CHP is not only law enforcement, but to assist motorists who are in need of help.
We're just out there, we're trying to move as much as we can and to be out there and assist anybody that's stranded. People get spin out all the time in snow and sleet and hail, and we're just trying to cover as much ground and be out there as much as possible.
May said that smart drivers pay attention to the weather and road conditions and adjust accordingly, and that includes CHP officers. They have excellent equipment and excellent training, but road conditions are the key to safe driving.
Our rigs are maintained very well, so their brakes are top-notch, tires are top-notch. We have studs on there for the wintertime. You know, our driving training is very good, so we are trained to be able to handle the vehicle if it loses control. Even with that, we still slow down. Unless we're going to some sort of hot call that we got to get there quickly, I'm going to slow down quite a bit. If it's a snowstorm, I'll just cruise right along and wait till I get called to something, wait till I see something.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Cy May by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Christmas morning. A Merry Christmas to you all. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.